Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Wednesday, the 15th of September, which is the 9th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar, and day 39 of repentance. This week's Torah portion is called Ha'azinu, which means listen, and today's Aliyah from the Torah is Deuteronomy 32, 19 through 28. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Please join me if you know this blessing. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord saw, and He spurned His sons and His daughters out of vexation. He said, I will hide my face from them. I want to see their hereafter. For they are an upside-down generation, children with no faithfulness in them. They made me jealous with a non-god. They vexed me with airy idols. So I will make them jealous with a non-people. With a foolish nation I will vex them. For fire has ignited in my nostrils. It will burn to Sheol beneath. Devour the earth and her produce, and scorch the foundations of mountains. I will heap calamities upon them. With my arrows I will finish them. Wasted by famine, ravaged by plague, and pestilence so bitter. Fangs of beasts I'll let loose on them, with venom of creepers in the dust. Outside the sword deals death and inside terror, to both young men and young women. Infants with men of gray hair. I would have said, I will hack them to pieces, make the memory of them cease from mankind. Except I dread the taunt of the enemy, lest their foes might misconstrue, lest they say, our hand is held high, and the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation lacking counsel. Among them there is no understanding. That was Deuteronomy 32, 19 through 28. Our portion from the prophets is Zechariah chapters 7 and 8. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah. On the fourth day of the ninth month, in Kislev, now Betel sent Sarezer and Regem Melech together with his men to seek the favor of the Lord, and to speak to the Kohanim of the house of the Lord Tzvaot, to the prophets, saying, should I mourn and consecrate myself in the fifth month as I have done for so many years? Then the word of the Lord Tzvaot came to me, saying, speak to all the people of the land and to the Kohanim, saying, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and in the seventh months for the past 70 years, did you really fast for me? When you eat and drink, are you not eating and drinking for yourself? Are not these the words that the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets, when Jerusalem, with its surrounding cities, were inhabited and prosperous, when the Negev and the lowland were inhabited? Again, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord Tzvaot, administer true judgment and practice mercy and compassion, each to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the outsider or the poor. Furthermore, do not let any of your devise evil against one another in your heart. But they refused to pay attention. They stubbornly turned their backs and stopped their ears from hearing. Indeed, they made their hearts as hard as flint, preventing them from hearing the Torah, or the words that the Lord Tzvaot sent by his Ruach through the former prophets. Consequently, great wrath came from the Lord Tzvaot. It came about that just as he called and they did not listen, so they would call and I would not listen, says the Lord Tzvaot. I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations they have not known. Thus the land was left so desolate behind them that no one passed through or returned, for they made the pleasant land desolate. Then the word of the Lord Tzvaot came to me, saying, thus says the Lord Tzvaot, I am exceedingly zealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Yerushalayim. Then Yerushalayim will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord Tzva'ot will be called the Holy Mountain. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, once again old men and old women will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim, each with his staff in his hand because of his age. The streets of the city will be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, it may seem difficult in the eyes of the remnant of this people in those days, but will it also be difficult in my eyes? It is a declaration of the Lord Tzva'ot. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they will live in the midst of Yerushalayim. They will be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, let your hands be strong, you who hear these words spoken by the prophets who were there the day the foundation of the house of the Lord Tzva'ot was laid, so that the temple may be rebuilt. Before those days, there were no wages for man or animal, nor was there any shalom from adversity for those who came or went, because I set everyone against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days. It's a declaration of the Lord Tzva'ot. For there will be a sowing of shalom. The vine will yield its fruit, the ground will produce its increase, and the heavens will give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. It will happen that just as you were a curse among the nations, house of Yehudah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you will be a blessing. Fear not, let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, just as I determined to harm you when your fathers provoked me to anger, says the Lord Tzva'ot, and I did not relent, so I have again determined in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Yehudah. Fear not, these are the things that you are to do. Speak the truth one to another. Administer the judgment of truth and shalom in your gates. Do not let any of you devise evil in your hearts against your neighbor, and do not love false oaths, for I hate all these things. It is a declaration of the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord Tzva'ot came, saying, thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth month will become joy, gladness, and cheerful moedim. Therefore love truth and shalom. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will again come. The inhabitants of one city will go to another, saying, let us go to entreat the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord Tzva'ot. I also am going. Indeed, many peoples and powerful nations will come to seek the Lord Tzva'ot in Yerushalayim and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord Tzva'ot, in those days it will come to pass that 10 men from every language of the nations will grasp the corner of the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. That was Zechariah chapters 7 and 8. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hizkiyahu became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Yerushalayim. His mother's name was Aviyah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. In the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the Kohanim and the Levites and assembled them into the eastern square. Then he said to them, listen to me, Levites, sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and remove the defilement out of the holy place. Our father acted unfaithfully and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God and have forsaken him. They turned their faces away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him. They also shut the doors of the porch and put out the lamps. They did not burn incense or offering any burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Yehudah and Yerushalayim. He has made them an object of horror, dread, and scorn, as you are seeing with your own eyes. Behold, for this our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons, daughters, and wives are in captivity. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, now do not be negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and to be his ministers, and to burn incense to him. Then these Levites arose, from the sons of Kohath, Mahath son of Amasai, and Yoel the son of Azariah, from the sons of Merari, Kish son of Abdi, and Azariah son of Yehalelel, from the sons of Gershon, Yoach son of Zimna, and Eden son of Yoach, from the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri and Yeiel, from the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mataniah, from the sons of Heman, Yechiel and Shimei, and from the sons of Yedutun, Shemaiah and Uziel. When they had gathered their brothers and sanctified themselves, they went in, as the king ordered according to the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. So the Kohanim went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to purify it. They brought out to the courtyard of the house of the Lord every impure thing that they found in the temple of the Lord. Then the Levites received it and carried it out to the Kidron Valley. They began the consecration on the first day of the first month, and by the eighth day of the month they reached the porch of the Lord. For 8 days they consecrated the house of the Lord, and finished on the 16th day of the first month. Then they went in to King Chizkiyahu and said, "We have purified the entire house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, the table of the rows of bread with all the vessels. We have also prepared and consecrated all the articles that King Ahaz discarded in his unfaithfulness while he was king. Behold, they are now before the altar of the Lord." Then King Chizkiyahu arose early, gathered the leaders of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats as a sin offering for the kingdom, the sanctuary, and Yehuda. And he commanded the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the bulls, and the Kohanim took the blood and sprinkled it against the altar. Next, they slaughtered the rams and sprinkled the blood against the altar. Then they slaughtered the lambs and sprinkled the blood against the altar. Then he-goats for the sin offering were brought before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands on them. The Kohanim then slaughtered them and purified the altar with the blood to make atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the command of David, of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For the command was by the authority of the Lord through his prophets. So the Levites stood with David's instruments, and the Kohanim with the trumpets. Then Chizkiyahu gave the order to sacrifice the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began with the trumpets, together with the instruments of King David of Israel. The entire congregation prostrated themselves while the singers sang and the trumpeters played. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. Now at the completion of the burnt offering, the king and all who were present with him knelt down and worshipped. Moreover, King Chizkiyahu and the officials ordered the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness and bowed down and worshipped. Then Chizkiyahu responded and said, "You have now consecrated yourselves to the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord." The congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and all those whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings that the congregation brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs, all of these as a burnt offering to the Lord. The animals consecrated as sacrifice were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. The Kohanim, however, were too few to flay all the burnt offerings, so their kinsmen, the Levites, helped them until the work was completed, and until other Kohanim had consecrated themselves. for the Levites had been more conscientious to consecrate themselves than the Kohanim. There were also a great many burnt offerings, along with the fat of the peace offerings, and the drink offering at every burnt offering. Thus the Avodah of the house of the Lord was reestablished. Chizkiyahu and all the people rejoiced because of what God had enabled the people to accomplish, because it happened so suddenly. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 29, and our next and last scripture for today is Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another great and wonderful sign in heaven, seven angels who have seven plagues, the last ones, for with them God's wrath is finished. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had overcome the beast and his image, and the number of his name standing by the sea of glass, holding the harps of God. And they are singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord Elohei Tzvaot. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All the nations shall come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After these things I looked, and the temple of the tent of witness in heaven was opened. Out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues, dressed in pure bright linen and wearing wide gold sashes around their chests. Then one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. No one was able to enter the temple until the seven angels' seven plagues were finished. That was Revelation chapter 15, which was our last scripture of today. If you read the Apostles twice this year, you would also read Acts chapter 21. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Because tonight is Erev Yom Kippur, or the night evening of Yom Kippur, we will be uploading the scriptures for Yom Kippur today as well. They will be the next podcast after this one. If you're fasting, I wish you a tzom kal, an easy fast, and I wish you a blessed day. Gmar chatima tova, may you be inscribed for good life, and shalom from Jerusalem.